The Book of Daniel, Chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. It has seemed good to me to show the signs and wonders that the Most High God has wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts on my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore I made a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Then the sacred scholars, the psychics, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers came in, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known to me its interpretation. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And I told the dream before him, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the sacred scholars, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no secret troubles you, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen and its interpretation. Thus were the visions of my head on my bed. I looked and saw a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew and was strong, and its height reached to heaven, and its sight to the end of all the earth. Its leaves were fair, and its fruit much, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the birds of the heavens dwelt in its branches, and all flesh was fed from it. I saw in the visions of my head on my bed, and, look, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Cut down the tree and cut off its branches, shake off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given to him, and let seven times pass over him. The sentence is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will, and sets up over it the lowest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen, and you, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation. Since all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation, but you are able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was stricken mute for a while, and his thoughts troubled him. The king answered and said, Belteshazzar, don't let the dream or the interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to those who hate you, and its interpretation to your adversaries. The tree that you saw, which grew and was strong, whose height reached to heaven, and its sight to all the earth, whose leaves were fair and its fruit much, and in it was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt and on whose branches the birds of the heaven stayed. It is you, O king, that have grown and become strong, for your greatness has grown and reaches to heaven, and your dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven, and saying, Cut down the tree and destroy it. Nevertheless, leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field until seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and it is the decree of the Most High which has come upon my lord the king, that you will be driven from men, and your dwelling will be with the beasts of the field, and you will be made to eat grass as oxen, and will be wet with the dew of heaven, and seven times will pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the roots of the tree, your kingdom will be sure to you, after that you will have known that the heavens do rule. Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you and break off your sins by righteousness and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if there may be a lengthening of your tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months he was walking in the royal palace of Babylon. The king spoke and said, "Is not this great Babylon, which I have built for the royal dwelling place, by the might of my power, and for the glory of my majesty?" While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken. The kingdom has departed from you, and you will be driven from men, and your dwelling will be with the beasts of the field. You will be made to eat grass as oxen, and seven times will pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will." The same hour was the thing fulfilled on Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and ate grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until his hair was grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can hold back his hand or say to him, "What are you doing?" At the same time my understanding returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my majesty and brightness returned to me, and my counselors and my lords sought to me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent greatness was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are truth and his ways justice, and those who walk in pride he is able to abase.